Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
An interesting show this morning. Not a heck of a lot to talk about with the Texans, other than the injuries. The injuries are a real concern. Nico obviously out, but Titus Howard sat yesterday. Kenyon Green has a knee issue. Titus has a hamstring. Laramie Tunsil has an ankle. Kamari Lassiter. Dell, who reported that it looks like he's out?
Aaron Wilson is saying leak sources are telling him that don't expect him to play on Sunday for Kamari Lassiter.
That's a problem. Now, it's less of a problem because you're facing New England, but it's still a problem not having Kamari. Because, like, D'Amico said, yeah, how's your depth? I love our depth throughout all our team.
Well, I asked you about the corner position.
Yeah. And behind him, there ain't much. So it is going to be interesting to see how they are able to adjust. Maybe you bring the house, but you're going to leave him out there on an island. But if you bring the house, it's less time for Drake May to make a decision.
Yes, we saw the problem with isolating guy with Kamari Lassiter. Keon Coleman did next to nothing all game, but one bad angle, one missed tackle, you go for a long touchdown. That's the only fear you would have continuing to bring pressure that way, because if one of your backups misses a tackle, yeah, all of a sudden there's an explosive play for an offense in the Patriots who doesn't create a lot of them.
Yeah, that's it. We got to watch for that. We got to see who's on the other side there. And we got to see how D'Amico approaches it. How would you approach it? Bring the house and make Drake May make quicker decisions, or protect him in zone, whoever that corner is, protect him in zones with help over the top?
Yeah, I think you mix up blitz and zone. Well, he's not the most accurate passer, so man-to-man's not the worst idea either. I don't think you can really go wrong with a quarterback making his first start. I mean, the argument could be made that if you play too much zone, he might be able to dink and dunk underneath. But frankly, one of the things you find is there's so much man-to-man played in college football that a lot of these guys have a hard time operating in zone coverage. So I think a big part of it is showing blitz and getting out of blitz. I think it's showing standard coverage and coming off the with nickel blitzes, just making them think, just making him when the ball is snapped think, where's the pressure coming from? Not read, you know, making my reads. I think you'll be in good shape. I don't overthink it. Play, you know, just mix up your coverages.
Well, I will
sky
say,
some things.
I will say against Caleb Williams making his second start, they brought the house.
It didn't look good, yeah, because they know he's a chronic ball holder.
Yeah, right.
It was very smart. Drake's got some of that in him as well. Not as bad, but he doesn't process real quickly. So you can, if he hangs on to it too long, and listen, the Patriots aren't stupid. They're not going to try to. You remember how many times Caleb Williams threw? He almost got broken in half by the Texans. Yeah. He was sacked, what, 7 times? That's like the only game they put pressure on quarterbacks. Maybe he had 7 sacks that game. Where's all the pressure been for the Texans other than that game? New England, they're not putting. If he gets the 24 throws, I'd be shocked. That's going to be a ton of Ramondre Stevenson, a ton, and he's a little banged up right now, a ton of Gibson. Like, you're going to see the running game hot and heavy.
Yep.
And so you better just stick an extra safety in there and say, okay, good luck, because we're going to have 7 bunched up here for sure, and every once in a while we're going to add late pressure with 8. That's what I'd do.
And then it's not only on that side of the ball where you got injuries, you got Nico out. So CJ met the media yesterday and was asked about what does that mean for Stephon Diggs?
I think he can be great. You know, I definitely think that, you know, he's already a leader, but, you know, you can tell in practice today he knows, you know, his responsibility now Nico's out, so. That's really all of them. You know, everybody got to step up, and even myself included, you know, to pick up the slack. where, you know, Nico isn't playing. So definitely just got to hold each other accountable and just be better at that. So definitely he's going to be at the forefront of that.
So that's, you know what, Nico, that's getting, it's looming bigger and bigger. Now, maybe not in this game, but next week you go to the Packers.
Oh, it's.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you're going to notice a difference.
Yeah.
You just lost your best offensive player.
Yeah.
CJ's your most important. Nico right now is your best. You just lost him.
And then you got the Colts, and then you got at the Jets on Halloween. So, I mean, those four games, I mean, I think you can, you know, the Jets, Detroit, and Dallas. He'll come back for Detroit, which will be nice, I hope. DeMeco says he'll be back. And Rappaport says he's back sooner than later. Yes, he is, Dell. Dell thinks that's the dumbest thing ever when he's going to miss four games. He's going to be back after the four games. That's what he meant, Dell.
Well, then say that sooner. Sooner rather than later suggests, the timeline, it's 4 weeks. But he could be back in two. No! He's out at least four.
Well, not four, not six or eight.
Well, no one said six or eight.
People might have said that. You don't know.
Quote tweeted.
Maybe someone told him.
Nah, he quote tweeted his own tweet if he's going on IR, which he knows is four games. He'll be back sooner rather than later. No, he won't.
He'll be back in 4 weeks.
He'll be back in 4 weeks. Maybe.
All right. So then you've got two really, well, Miami, the Miami game isn't nearly as difficult as it was earlier in the season, but.
How long is that? Is that in December?
That's in December.
Oh, okay. I hope he's not out that long.
You think he'll play ever again?
I'm talking about Nico, not Tua. I don't care about your Tua nonsense. I'm talking about Nico. Why? Nico's not going to be out until.
Not Nico, no.
Yeah,
I'm talking about, well, you got two gauntlets here.
Yeah.
The Jets, the Lions, and the Cowboys in, from the 31st to the 18th. But then in 9 days, you play Miami. For 9 days, Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore.
But to answer your question as far as whether Tua's going to play again, so far the expectation is once the 4 weeks of him being on IR is up, and there's a bye week included, so he'll be actually gone for 5 weeks, the expectation is he will play when he comes back, if things go the way they're going right now,
well,
to answer your question.
Right.
So if he's able to avoid another concussion between now and the Texans game,
he won't.
John says he won't, if you couldn't hear him. If he does, he will be on the field for that game.
Yeah. He might hit his head on a golf cart.
Are you making fun of player safety?
I do that quite often.
I've never hit my head on a golf
cart.
No.
When you're getting out.
I do think it's issue. You're comparing your drunken clumsiness to him being hit by grown men on the football field.
I saw him staggering around like he was drunk.
But it's not because he was drunk. It's because he was playing football.
Oh. I saw him staggering around.
I saw what you do to your elbow, too.
Yes.
He's never done that.
I don't know why I had a spastic attack.
You missed it, some person clipped it and put it up and sent it to us on
Twitter.
When we
were at Wildcat on Monday, I just all of a sudden hit my arm on that for no reason, no apparent reason.
Hit his arm on the wall,
no,
and it hurt
reason.
Very
no,
much.
There was no apparent reason. There is an apparent reason to go to the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. It is awesome. I love me the Golden Nugget. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservation. I'm telling you, the Blue Martini is a fun. It is a fun place to go. On a Friday or Saturday night, it is rocking. They've got great bands in there. Cover bands it is just so much fun. And the pool is out there, the music, that you got a walk-up bar, a swim-up bar, you've got TVs out there, you've got cabanas out there, a lazy river. It's just a great time. You've got the golf course, which is excellent. You've got 12 different restaurants. Their seafood restaurant is fantastic. So is their steak, obviously, Vic and Anthony's, the Italian, everything. It's all good. The casino, the poker room, everything about it. And the hotel rooms, it's like you're in a Vegas. It's like you're in a Vegas casino. It just doesn't get any better. And it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. The DraftKings Sportsbook is where you get all your bets on now. It makes it that much better that you can bet right there. Walk up to the cage, or you can do it on their kiosks. It is a fantastic place to go. Highly recommend it. If you don't want to go all the way to Vegas, you got it right here. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We had Junior, who was looking for a place to eat for his wife. He wanted suggestions here. David thinks that you should maybe make them your brisket. And... yeah.
You have a catering service?
On my Texas custom patio porch.
Yeah.
I should host. So no, I'm not hosting.
Smoke some delicious burnt brisket for them.
I'm not hosting. You'll never have it.
What?
Madi already shut that down at the... My wife shut that down.
You insulted him a little bit. Yeah. You got a little out of order yourself.
Shut that down.
I love burnt.
Your wife is banned,
I love
burnt.
John. She shut that down.
But that's Lance's...
All right, hold on. I'm going to pull up a video for you. Now you've done it.
So your wife has banned John from eating your brisket?
No. Somebody said that at the listener party. She goes, oh, that's not even close.
Oh, okay.
JG loves the restaurant in the Carlton Woods Clubhouse. Yes, I do. They have excellent food there.
Can Junior go there?
You know what? Where else they have excellent food? Wildcat. You know where else they have? Highland Pines. You know what?
Golf courses have
excellent food.
Are you allowed to eat there if you're not a member?
Yeah. You absolutely can.
You can just go in.
You can go to Carlton Woods.
I'm not a member of Carlton Woods.
You just go there for dinner at the Woodlands?
No.
Played.
Yeah, I played, and I ate there afterwards.
Yeah, can you just go there?
I was a guest.
Well, if you played, yeah, you can eat.
Yeah, you're a guest. I was a guest.
Can you go there just to eat?
Can you go there just to eat? Yeah. If I was a guest of one of the members.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's not
it. That's not what Junior's going to be looking for. What's better, strip club food or country club food?
I don't know, but
who was it that
went to the strip club, left during COVID and went to the strip club to get the wings?
It was Lou Williams.
Oh, Lou Williams. Yeah. It was Dreams. He went to Dreams. Dreams is famous.
If you're risking suspension for those wings must have been special.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast.
No, they are known as special.
Of strip club connoisseurs, and they were just naming off strip clubs where the food was great.
I haven't been to a strip club in 30 years, but when I did go, I never ate.
24 years.
I never ate.
Well, okay.
I didn't feel like
I went one time when there was food, and it was a friend of ours said, hey, let's just go to the strip club this afternoon. And I had just gotten divorced, and I got no ties to anything. I'm like, cool, let's go. That's awesome. Yeah, let's go check it out. It eventually gets sad, like most strip clubs. But not in the afternoon.
What about the food?
You know what? Actually, it's a lot less sad in the afternoon.
It's
a lot less now. Once again, this was 24 years ago. But
it's still dark in there.
But they had fried shrimp and something. I remember the food being not bad.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever had, because this guy...
didn't feel like eating there.
This guy said, let's have lunch there, and I said, let's try it out. Once again, you know this person. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I hadn't thought of that as a lunch option, per se, mm-hmm. but okay. And then, of course, we ended up meeting, stripper with the heart of gold. She was very good. She was working towards some type of college and dental... hygienist type thing.
She's most
are. It's either going to be school. That or some type of, or a paralegal, something, eventually law school,
right.
Probably.
Eventually.
And then they all have, too bad rent's coming up here soon.
So how much did you throw her?
I don't remember. I really don't remember, but... she was hanging out with us. At one point, I think she was just trying to get away from her shift. Because it was obvious, we're here for the fried shrimp and maybe the
that's
steak.
That's all we're here for.
We're just here to look. We're just browsing. we're here just to talk, and we're talking football. It was a weird deal. This is the only time I've gone at that particular time. Now, I have been. I guess we were at a place in New Orleans. Oh, no, but that's when I was in college. And one of the girls that we met at Pat O'Brien's, there was a group of three guys and one girl, and there were four of us. And they were from Arizona State, and we were from, you know, the Houston area. And it had been pouring at Pat O'Brien's, and we were all under this one area. And so we're all hanging out, like, got to be buddies with them. Like, all right, let's go. We ended up at Chris Owens. You know that spot,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the girl who we were with, I don't even remember her name, she was not bad. This group was at Arizona State Law School. And so they're a little older than we were, but the girl, everyone's had some drinks, and the girl ends up getting up on stage, and she decides, well, you know what? I'm going to do a little dance here.
Good for her.
And she was really good at it.
Was she?
Yes. And she was dancing, and her bra on, but she took her shirt off, and everyone's going crazy, and we're all putting money. I don't think I even had money, but I know that every dollar she got, she turned around and gave to the stripper. The stripper's spanking her.
Oh,
and it's like, this is entertaining.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, this is what entertainment could, and some would say should be. I'm not going to say should be, but this is what French Quarter could be. It's people working together for a collective goal. She was turning around, giving anybody that gave her money, she would give it to the dancer. I shouldn't say stripper, the dancer. Because she's just dancing. They just happens to be not with that much clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's turning and with glass shoes. So she's turning and giving her the money. And there's, you know,
a little
friendly spanking going on. And we're
a law student with a heart of gold.
She was. And I was just thinking, we would stay here. All the other clients in there who weren't with our little group that had melded together, they seemed to be enjoying it. We were all enjoying it until a stupid manager gets up there and like, oh, you can't have this going on. Like, your girl was making all the money.
Yeah.
And we're happy because, frankly, the girl who's with us, she's who we'd rather see.
Than your girls.
Yeah, than your girls. It's French Quarter dancers. It's not going to be great.
No. Oh, no.
No.
I didn't know.
I don't know what we do
a deep dive into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for whatever that has to do.
I got a stat here. And Dell.
Just a little story.
You should be proud of your team. Teams that are undefeated to the over this season, every single game they've played has hit the over. Miami.
Yeah, they're the best offense in college football by the numbers. That's just not me talking out of my Miami-biased ass.
Miami, UConn, Ball State, Boise, Navy, and Vanderbilt.
What about them?
All hit every single game, hit the over.
The team over or the total over?
Total over.
Okay, so some of that is bad defense.
Wait. Those
teams, I think it's the...
Those teams...
Yeah, it has to be the total over because there's only one team that's undefeated to the under this season.
Houston.
Yeah. And they would have hit their over on 30 last week.
Definitely.
So this is a team... These are the game overs.
Game.
So the last couple weeks, Miami's defense has given up explosives, so they've given up points. But, yeah, you look at their numbers, they score and score and score.
Well, that is something interesting to – so here are the teams again. Miami, UConn, Ball State, Boise State, Navy, and Vanderbilt. All – every single game they've hit the over. That's a trend you want to jump on. Now, do you think – I would think that their under-overs are going to be going up on all of these teams.
Yeah.
Depending on who they play
it's going
now.
It's going to regress to the mean, and the numbers are going to get so low, they all start going.
Well, is Miami's offense going to get any worse?
Start going under.
As long as Cam Ward is healthy, I don't think.
And your defense is still going
to
give up points.
Well, I don't know. Well, they weren't giving up points, still hitting their over earlier in the year. They have to tighten up on the explosive plays because the success rate stuff, like play by play, they're pretty good, but they just give up Cal against and Virginia Tech. Big plays, and that jumped up their totals.
Yeah.
If they can solve that, they'll be fine. So, but if they're just going to keep scoring, then it might be something to look into because I don't see why they would stop. I mean, I think their pass run distribution right now, they're 57% pass. So teams have tried to force them to pass, and it has not mattered. And Louisville, they got Louisville coming up. I'd probably play the over there, the total over there too. Louisville will score some points, I think. That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
They play at Louisville?
Yes, at Louisville.
I noticed that you're saying it right and he's saying it wrong. You made a conscious decision to say the word right.
What?
Louisville?
Louisville.
It's Louisville.
That's what I said, Louisville. At Louisville.
You said Louisville.
No, I did not. I said Louisville.
Run the tape back.
I said Louisville.
Okay, I'll, we can do that.
Louisville. I don't say Louisville. Barely it's Louisville.
You said Louisville.
You barely Louisville. Enunciate.
There it is right there. Louisville. You're supposed to say Louisville. You barely even move your mouth. You're supposed to say Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah, Louisville.
It's kind of like this. Herp.
Herp.
No,
herp.
It's not herp. Herp. Don't. That's no. Herp. It's.
I only do three words. I only do.
Herp. Herp. Louisville. You like Ohio State at
I
Oregon?
I still say Louisville. You I like, don't care what they say.
Well, you're not.
Cares what they
you're
say.
Not one of them.
I'll say it how I want to say it. Louisville.
It's Louisville.
Because when Denny Crum was coaching the Louisville Cardinals, I was a fan of Louisville when LeBradford Smith went there. I was never a fan of Louisville. It was Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville. That's how you say it. 930 ESPN. 97.5.
No one says Nollins,
do you like
by the
Ohio
way.
State
it's New Orleans.
At Oregon this week or not?
Oh, you're asking me I was looking for whether you said Louisville. Or Louisville, because he asked.
Oh,
for
you it. can wind it back that fast?
Yeah, we record it real time. I can find it. Yeah.
Can I get a ruling?
What do I do? Answer his question or keep
looking? Answer his question. Just during the break, get a ruling.
We
can do challenge flags on this show.
You can.
You can. Nice. I don't. We could have always done it. I don't know about Will Howard in this situation. He's fine. He's fine. The thing with Ohio State is they haven't had to show anything. I don't know much about them on offense because they've not been in a position where they needed to show much. What's the number again?
Three.
Oregon, a home dog?
Oregon's a home dog.
I think I like Oregon here.
You like Oregon or a home dog?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. That's a tough one. Let's see.
It'll be the best offense Ohio State's face, and that's not saying much. They haven't faced really good offenses.
Plus three.
That receiver core will finally test that Ohio State secondary, which is one of the better ones in the country.
And so will Ohio State's receiver.
Yeah, the reverse, But Evan Stewart's there. You A&M fans probably know where he is, but for everybody else who doesn't know where he went, he's at Oregon. They have a nice one. Of course, Dylan Gabriel's there too. I don't like a home dog in that situation.
You know?
They've been building to this game really probably since the offseason.
Probably. No doubt. Maybe that's why they've been sleepwalking through the season, waiting for this game, because that's what they were pointing to. All right, time to talk about something that's different. Game day. Game day men's health. There are a lot of testosterone replacement treatment centers all over the city. There's a bunch of them. It's different. I'm just going to tell you, it's different. Now, they've got 5 locations now. They're going to have 15 to 20 by the end of the very soon. They're going to dominate the area. I think they're going to dominate the market because a free evaluation. A lot of these other places you walk in, you're going to charge $150 just to find out whether or not you are a candidate for testosterone replacement. But here's the deal. Those other places, too, they've got to send it out. They'll call you back. Here's your testosterone levels. Here's what we need to do, blah, blah, blah. At game day, they got the lab right there. 15 minutes later, you're finding out. And in that 15 minutes, they'll tell you all about everything that they can possibly do. Erectile dysfunction, vitamin injections, weight loss. They've got a way for you to lose, or gain, whatever you're trying to do. Okay? You'll discuss your plans, your goals. They're experts in helping you achieve those goals. And they've got permanent solutions for erectile dysfunction as opposed to just throwing pills at it. Game day. Game Day Men's Health. Oh, by the way, you don't have to go there every time. They'll send you the injections. How's that? That's awesome. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Them the pass, and it has not mattered. And Louisville, they got Louisville coming up. I'd probably play the over there, the total over there, too. Louisville will score some points, I think. That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
They play at Louisville?
Yes, at Louisville.
I noticed that you're saying...
So, what's the judgment? Did he say Louisville or Louisville?
What do you say?
I wouldn't call him on it. I wouldn't call him on that one.
Okay,
It's not as Louisville as I did.
It's not Louisville. Yeah, it's less.
I didn't say Louisville.
It's not Louisville. It's not Louisville.
or two. Well, Louisville will score some points, I think.
I heard that Louis.
That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
They play at Louisville? At Louisville.
Yes,
at Louisville. I noticed that you're saying.
You see? He makes a malicious, false accusation.
like you guys have made it me.
No, no.
Him and you have made it. And usually you just pile on whatever he says without even being
here.
What I say
is the truth. What I say is the truth. I would say
I've had two courts of law,
and you lost, and you were ruled.
I was 2-0.
No, you were ruled guilty both times.
I beat the honor council just like Lance Berkman and Rice.
You were ruled guilty both times. I would say John didn't go as all in as I did because I was like Louisville. He was like Louisville, but he didn't say Louisville.
Okay,
thank you.
But he wasn't
just
all in.
A malicious accusation of some type of ism that I performed there.
Ism.
Yeah.
Yui Gurriel tied Carlos Correa for 10th place all-time in postseason hits.
Didn't he pass?
No, he tied him.
91?
With 91. He began his major league career at 32 years of age. Yeah. Incredible.
Well, he's got another
91 base hits in the postseason.
He's got another game.
He's got another game, maybe more than that. What a cool moment for him.
Yeah.
That dude looked like he was literally cooked. I mean, literally dead, and he spent such an incredible career. To think about the fact that he came to the major leagues at age 32, and there was a thought that maybe the Astros signed him to curry favor with his brother so that they would have both the Gurriels and have the younger hotshot Gurriel instead of Yuli. But, Yuli's been the guy that's got 91 hits in the postseason. You play with the Astros, you got a chance to get some at-bats. You get 91 hits, that means you've been clutch. 91 hits in the postseason, man. You have played some baseball now.
Yep. We didn't even.
Do you know how many Astros are going to be on all-time lists for playoffs?
Oh, yeah. Well, Altuve's right up there.
I mean, Altuve, but home he runs. Passed Carlos Correa, who's an injury-prone guy as an Astro, but he played in the postseason. Those
Carlos
two are tied
will
in the top
be
10.
In more postseason games. I'm not sure Yuli will. Yuli got lucky being on this team.
Carlos, maybe.
Latching on. Yeah, he's still got a long way to go.
How good are they?
You
say he's got a long way to go. What's his next contract? Where's he going?
Well, he's got a long-term contract in Minnesota.
Did they do long-term?
Yeah, they did.
Beyond
long-term.
The 3 years?
Yes. Well, Carlos has an out on it, but I don't think he's going to. I wouldn't execute it if I was him.
That's right. It was a 6-year deal because he got to 200.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of his out. He's got
he's already got an out,
right?
But I don't think you do it. I don't think you exercise that.
No, not making $33.3 million a year.
No, he ain't getting that nowhere
else.
You
don't touch that.
Although he had a 900 OPS this year. He did miss 60 games, but he had a 900 OPS. I mean, he had himself a nice season.
So
a bounce back from last year.
So he has vesting options. What does this mean? How long does this sucker go?
Yeah.
He has vesting options starting in 2029.
Yeah. I doubt he'll hit that. We'll see. Although Presley hit his.
Yeah, but his vesting options, like I said, his payroll would be 25. Like, it vests at a lower number, $25 million.
Well, that's all right. By then, he's not going to be a $25 million player, is he?
But $25 million may be poverty in 2029 baseball.
Well,
the way salaries are going,
he'd be a poor.
You may be a poor.
He's going to be a poor.
Carlos Correa, you're so poor.
Did we miss anything today, Del? Did we hit it all?
Well, I can't blame you for this because it just happened. But Nathaniel Hackett, while not fired, has been demoted.
Oh, he still isn't
yes,
going to call
Todd
the
Todd Downing will be their play caller going forward.
Wow,
that sounded like that was coming.
Yeah. That was going to come with Sala, allegedly.
Well, Sala was looking to likely just say, get out of the building. But he gets to keep his job, but can no longer call
plays. I had read where Sala was going to keep him, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw, maybe both were out there. But, yeah, Todd Downing calling plays for Aaron Rodgers, which really means Aaron Rodgers calling plays for himself.
And why not?
Well, if all it's going to be is back shoulder throws to the outside anyway, Aaron Rodgers can call those.
Yeah. Just hit Garrett Wilson. I got him on my
team. Oh, he's on your fantasy team.
I got him on my team.
It always boils down to that.
That's all it boils down for me. I got Stephon Diggs, so I care about the Texans.
No. then the Nico Collins thing was great for you.
No, I said there's you got to look at a silver lining.
The silver lining is you can be helped.
My fantasy team might be better off.
Well, the Texans are worse off. Your fantasy team will be better off.
Yeah, we got to get stuff.
It's like when he was like, hey, this is actually a good thing for Tank Dell and for Tank Dell owners and for Stephon Diggs owners. Nico Collins gone. Yeah, but it's terrible for Houston.
No, I know. Fans. I know that, but I'm a glass half full guy. You're always looking at the negatives of everything.
Or you're just selfish.
Well, is that not a good thing?
Perhaps you're just selfish.
Not my glass. I want more than half full.
Yeah, what about the Nico Collins glass? Is it half full or half empty?
Oh, I didn't want Nico Collins to go down.
But now that he is.
I can't do anything about that.
Here's the good things
about it. But now that he
is,
let's look at the positives.
And they all affect me. Yeah. And all the positives affect me and how my Sundays will go.
And by the way, let's get that Davante Adams trade done in a hurry.
You want him to be a Jet?
I don't care. Just want somewhere on a field.
That's not helping you.
No, yeah. That's not helping my team at all. So let's go, Devontae. Get back out there.
Play.
Make that trade, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron's the GM too. Huh?
Aaron's the GM.
There he is.
Oh, you don't think he's? Oh, you don't think he wants Davante Adams? If he wanted Randall Cobb,
yeah. Well, it didn't cost them much getting Randall Cobb. How much is it going to cost the Jets to trade for Davante Adams? A first and what?
I don't know that you're going to get much.
A first and?
I don't think you're going to get much more than a first.
I don't think you're going to get a first.
Yeah, you might not get
Not even a first for Davante Adams.
I don't think so because he's older.
What's his
contract
like?
He's one of the not poors.
No, I know he's not, but is it how many years do I have?
Looking at right now.
I'm not giving up a first.
His contract time, contract amount, and age, all. He was at a 5-year, $140 million. He's 23-3, so he's getting good money. Next year, his cap figure actually goes down to this year, yeah. Ooh, next year his base is 35.6.
Yikes!
So it's a new deal. Actually, this is fine because if you trade for him now, you give him a new deal and you rearrange all this money. You give him money up front. Yeah. He gets paid up front. These numbers come down. So it's actually, but he's 32 years old right now.
Yes.
And his birthday is December 24th. So by next year, he's a 33-year-old wide receiver who's going to make about a $24 million base, and you will have given him a bunch of money. You can't get a first for that.
Yeah. Well, if you're desperate, Jets, come, or the Raiders can just sit with it, I guess.
Well, if it's a bidding war, horse in a race,
how many? Well, the Raiders can't sit with it. They need to get rid of it.
How many people want a wide receiver?
The Saints are the other horse in the race.
Really?
Right?
Really? With Derek Carr down and starting.
Derek Carr's his best friend. How long Derek Carr?
Derek Carr's hurt.
He's got an oblique.
But how long?
He won't be out for the entire year. He's got an oblique, I think.
Yeah, but you don't know when he's coming back. And you got
obliques are nothing. Ask Jose
Altuve. What's his name? South Carolina guy,
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Hey, I watch draft guys on Twitter, and they go, "Hey, Spencer Rattler's really good."
Spencer Rattler's going to be. One guy that said he's going to be the best
Danny
quarterback in the
Kelly,
draft?
Yeah, former NFL scout.
Yeah,
it's almost a joke where he says it all that. As a former NFL scout, it's like, yeah, he has the worst takes. Obliques, as we know from. Jose Altuve can keep you out a long time.
2 years.
Can keep you out a long time.
Yeah. No obliques are joke.
You know they travel together, apparently? Their families go on vacation together, Derek Carr and Davante Adams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like tight. That's why he's being mentioned so much. And they are in a weak they're not in a weak. I mean, we're in a weak division.
Yeah, but
are we in the weakest division?
He ain't going there to spend no time with Spencer Rattler.
Maybe
you got Tampa Bay, Atlanta,
the weakest
and New
division
Orleans.
Is the AFC East.
Oh yeah, that's the weakest.
New England, the Jets.
Well, it's the weakest for now, but
the Bills?
I can see by the end of the year the Jets and the Dolphins just need to get Tua back. But the Jets, Bills, and Dolphins, Jets, Bills, and Dolphins
and
aren't
Patriots.
As good as Texans. No, forget the Patriots. Let's just say the top three: Jets, Bills, and Dolphins. They're not as good as Texans.
Well, the Bills just the Texans,
Texans
just proved
Colts, Titans,
Titans, yeah.
Jaguars have one win. I guess
the
we're going to say Jaguars.
The Titans have one win.
Our division is meek.
The Texans just beat the Bills, their best team. Right?
Okay,
the Jets they suck. Okay, the Jets have been awful. They're 2-3. Well, they're not going to be good.
Okay,
are you giving them?
Now you do that. That's fine, and I'll do NFC South. What is your favorite thing about the Titans so far?
The AFC South?
Yes.
The favorite thing about the Titans is how hard they compete.
How about Jaguars?
I'm telling you, they're
I mean, it's
waiting.
One win, but
that's
still.
A, no. That's a giant waiting.
Big fan of the Colts right now.
Are you about to call them a sleeping giant?
Sleeping giant.
Yeah, the
Jaguars?
Colts
with Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's better than the guy you drafted fourth?
He is.
So you're saying that the AFC East is worse than our division?
Yes. Yes.
Our division.
Dolphins are terrible.
Dolphins just won. I thought NFC South was going to be atrocious. And you know what? Tampa's competitive.
No, they're good.
New Orleans is competitive. Falcons are competitive. They're way better than our division is.
No.
I mean, I'll put up Carolina against, you know.
The Titans or the Jags?
Our Titans or Jags, I guess. That'd be an interesting matchup.
We're playing for relegation?
Relegation?
But if the Texans played a game on a neutral field as they're presently constituted against the Bucs, who would win?
The Texans?
Against the Bucs.
The Texans.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Not the current Texans.
Presently constituted. That means no Nico. No,
I don't care.
No Kamari Lassiter.
I got Xavier. I got X-Man.
He got Xavier.
I got X-Man.
He can't get X-Man.
I got Robert Woods.
He's not good enough.
He's got a foot though.
Hutchinson's not good enough to be called X-Man.
There must have been something on the 2 yard line that hurt Robert Woods' foot.
I tell you, he's just doing a solid for Steven Sims.
That's all.
He goes, look, oh, you still want to keep me out here? I'm going to pretend to be hurt so Steven Sims can get his job back.
That's a teammate.
Yeah.
That's a locker room guy.
We hear about Robert Woods being a great locker room guy. This is the ultimate locker room guy. I was screwing up so badly, I thought you would play this guy, but you still have me at the top of the depth chart when we open practice. Nah, I can't go out there today.
No. I'm in on Gulf Coast Windows. I'm in on Jim Fiumi. I'm in on what he has done in this city. I'm in on his windows. Been there, seen it, love it. Jim Fiumi has the best product that you could possibly find in the city, in the market. Their windows, they've got double pane, double strength glass, aluminum, vinyl, hurricane, wood clad, new home construction windows. I keep emphasizing this, that if you're building a home, use the best. Get the best of everything. And the best window and the best door that you're going to have beauty, security, privacy, all of those things. Gulf Coast Windows. Listen, they're the best. There's a reason that they're the best. They've got, five star. They've won award for excellence from the Better Business Bureau. They've won the Pinnacle Award from the Better Business Bureau. There's a reason for that because they're the best. So if you're going to build a home or you want to replace those windows in your home, get the best. And the only place to get that, GulfCoastWindows.com. 713-849-5454, GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell Jim you heard it right here.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Marjorie Taylor Greene might be onto something here. She thinks Democrats can control the weather.
And
she also shared a 2013 CBS News segment in which a physics professor discussed lab experiments investigating the potential use of lasers to affect the weather. The White House has responded. Yeah. Have you seen this? Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman for Georgia. Well, here's what our president had to say. He said, it's stupid. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman for Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's got to stop. I think she might be onto something. Did you see that news? CBS never lies, except when they cut up Kamala's answers.
What was the Jewish space lasers? What do they do?
The Jewish space lasers? I don't know those. I don't remember those.
Oh,
said those too.
Yeah, the Jewish space laser. I think had to do with fire. I think they had to do with
helping.
Remember when we had a lot of forest fire? You got to worry about fires in California now.
No, I know there were fires going on when I was there.
Yeah, but
they're not even close.
I didn't
even see any smoke.
And
one more weather-related story. Nottingham is not about to be hit by 14,000 mile per hour winds. According to the BBC.
14,000?
14,000 mile per hour winds.
That's not news.
Just war. If you check the BBC weather app or website this morning, you may have done a double take. Earlier today, they were predicting 13,794 mile per hour winds for the Nottingham area. They said That was a mistake.
Well, I've got one for you.
Uh-huh.
An auction house has withdrawn shrunken heads and other human remains for sale following an outcry. An auction house in England has withdrawn human remains, including shrunken heads and ancestral skulls, for sale following an outcry. The Swan Auction House in Tetsworth, Oxfordshire, withdrew more than two dozen lots from an upcoming auction titled The Curious Collector Site, 18th Century Santa Shrunken Head, which was expected to fetch between £20,000 and £25,000, which $26,000 to $33,000, and was previously owned by Hugh Hefner. Mm. And now, for some reason, we can't sell shrunken heads anymore because of the political correctness in the world.
Wait a minute.
We used to be able to sell shrunken heads.
Are they Playmate shrunken heads?
I don't know. Hugh had it.
Well, they're Playmate shrunken heads. No, that's different.
How so?
Well, they were hot.
Because Hugh owns them.
But they're now shrunken heads.
Hugh used to own the Playmates.
I know, but they were hot.
Yeah, but you weren't there for their heads.
But didn't he own the Playmates? Aren't they his property? Uh-uh. Not, both of you don't need to do that. I heard you and I saw you, and there's no reason for y'all to be doing this stuff. There's no reason.
I said their heads.
Cut it out, Dell.
Yeah.
Stop the crap. All right?
What?
Words are important.
Cut the crap, Dell.
What?
Words when are important.
When I go to the, if I ever went to the Playboy Mansion, I wouldn't be there for their heads.
Words have meaning, Dell.
Words have meaning. Plural, you meant. You said plural.
I said plural, yeah. I'm not there looking for heads.
Stop.
There are other
Speaking
attractive
of which,
things.
Stop.
Porn stars are launching a campaign
dangerous.
Against Project 2025. Okay? They're launching a campaign because apparently 2025 involves hands off my... Oh, no. Apparently, they're trying to eliminate porn from society. Man, I'm going to tell you this. If you lose the porn segment of society, you ain't winning no elections, okay? If everybody involved in porn or watches porn isn't going to vote for you, you got no chance, right?
Well, that's going to make it tough.
You're losing a big chunk.
Yeah. 20 porn stars came together, not in a movie, but to found Hands Off My Porn.
In a movie, too, probably, but this is not the same.
They would fake all that.
Yeah, apparently, but Trump has said that does not have the 2025 agenda. But if he loses the porn vote, this is over.
Trump will stand up and say, look,
no.
I'm definitely for porn. I think we already know that's one of the agendas that
I've
will not
always
pass.
Been. I'm an enthusiast.
Yeah. We're not doing that one, Project 2025. We're not doing that.
He's already said he probably could be in one. Okay. I don't have small hands. I have the biggest hands.
I could probably be in one.
Did you know this? Mike Lindell, he sold his pillows for $14.88.
Yeah.
Did you know that is the Nazi, that's a Nazi symbol, 1488?
I didn't know that.
He said it's not why he charged $14.88 for his pillow.
That is a rather odd price.
It is a rather odd price. Apparently, the 14 refers to the number of words in a white supremacist slogan, while 88 refers to eight refers to H, 888 refers to Heil Hitler.
I got you.
Yeah. So he says, I don't know. Yeah, 1488 is an odd number.
Very specific. I would think price goes up and down based on cost.
Well, it starts at $49.98, right? The pillow, but for you today,
we'll go right to $14.88.
Yeah, the 14 is in reference to, I don't know if Mike Lindell is that his name? Knew it, but the 14 words is we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. That's the well-known Nazi.
That's the number of words in white supremacy.
14, yeah. That's the 14. We must secure.
It's a current thing.
Yeah.
The existence.
It's not a date. In case you're at 1488 and you thought it was
not
a date.
Date, no.
It has nothing to do with the date 1488.
Those 14 words are very important to some people, apparently. And then 88 is, as you said, Heil Hitler. Yeah. Things you cannot say.
But it just seems like it's a bit of a coincidence.
Look, I don't know if he's behind it or someone.
I'd change the price personally.
Someone in his organization.
Is he still selling pillows?
Yeah. As of September 20th. Promo code made at $14.88 for a pillow.
It seems like it's rather specific.
Yeah. The prices were regular $49.98.
Who figured
sale,
this out?
Like, $29.99.
The only people who know this not even. Maybe a former white supremacist pointed out to somebody?
Or someone who studies that. The sale was $29.99, but if you use the promo code, it's $14.88. What's the promo code?
What is the?
I'm asking. What could the promo code be?
HH?
Maybe. I don't know.
Promo code Nazi?
That's the next thing. Follow the money. Go find out what the promo code is.
Promo code Nazi. But it has nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
He does look like, who was the one guy who used to have the wrestling guy who used to have the...
Paul Bearer?
Huh?
Paul Bearer?
Yeah. He does look like him with the black bags under his eyes.
Who would bring Undertaker out all the time?
Yeah. That's what he looks like.
I got to go. I got a guy coming, a worker coming to the house. Well, AT&T's putting in fiber. I'm getting rid of cable.
Good.
Beat it, cable. Time to talk about, you know what?
Hopefully your AT&T fiber will stay on more than mine does.
It doesn't. It's not good.
Good luck.
What a terrible person
Xfinity's
he is.
Xfinity's terrible, though. Their internet's always out.
It's true.
Damn. Time to talk right now about Doc Linville. All right. Keep that hair, bro. Keep that hair. You know, Mapes and Dell, you guys got no problems with that in there, right? But there are guys out there, you might be a younger guy, and you are experiencing some hair loss. You're looking at the bottom of the shower, and there's all kinds of hair there. You're like, what the heck is going on? Well, I'll tell you what the heck is going on. What the heck is going on is that you're losing your hair, and Doc Linville can help you. But do it now. Do it now while you're young. Don't wait until you're bald, and then it's a big, big process. Right now, he can do it with the PRP, or he can do it with, and he can still do it with the neo-grafting if you're really shedding hair and you really got a bald spot, you really got a receding hairline. He can do the neo-grafting, and the neo-grafting is awesome. It's the best experience you're going to have. You're looking for the best way. Doc is the best. 975hair.com. Tell Doc you heard it right here. 975hair.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.